A black man is walking away, trying to get into an SUV. His back is turned to police officers. An officer grabs onto the man's shirt, and then multiple shots ring out. The man, identified as Jacob Blake, is hospitalized. Video of this police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday has gone viral. Crowds took to the streets to protest.
Yeah, get out!
The sound there of protesters running from police and coughing after officers fired tear gas. Kenosha County is now under a state of emergency curfew, and let's get the latest now from Kim Shine. She's a reporter with CBS affiliate WDJT in Milwaukee. She was at the scene covering this. Kim, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Can you take us through what happened as we know it at this point?
Well, from that video, a lot of people, dozens of community members, protesters, they went to the actual scene of that shooting and had a confrontation with police there. And then that moved to the police station and where the courthouse was, where you heard the sound of people coughing. I talked to coworkers who are still on scene, and they say that it's pretty much cleared out now. And as far as we know about Jacob, his cousin tweeted that he is out of surgery and in ICU.
Okay, so he's hospitalized in the ICU at this point. Can you take us through? I mean, there's video of what happened in this shooting. I guess you can never tell from some videos exactly what happened. Some are much more clear what happened. I mean, what do you see in this video?
In the video here, and it's circulating all around social media, but in the video, you pretty much see the man identified as Jacob walking away from officers, and then one eventually, as Jacob is trying to get into his SUV, one of the officers seems to be pulling on his shirt, and then you hear 7 gunshots. And why that actually happened, we still don't know. Police haven't said why this happened or what led up to this incident. People on scene, they had told me that it may have been that Jacob was trying to break up a fight between some people, and then I don't know what happened next. And that's what we're still waiting on from officers. I mean, there's thoughts that his children were in the car too. And so a lot of things, a lot of pieces to this that we definitely have to get from authorities and the Wisconsin DOJ, who is now taking over this case.
But this video has been enough to anger a lot of people. And you've spoken to some of the people who are on the streets?
Yeah, a lot of people were angry. And that's why some of the fires were set outside the courthouse and the police station. We talked to some protesters. One, his name is Jay, actually. And he doesn't live in the area, but he lives nearby and says that he's just really, really angry. And I'd like for you guys to hear some of that sound.
I just feel angry and kind of hurt, you know, because if you watch the video, it's just downright devilish, you know, what he did. So the energy out here is just anger, you know. We hurt, you know, we tired of going through this. This is about, you know, countless times now.
What's unfortunate about this is that people are really internalizing this, not just here, but all over the country, maybe even parts of the world. They're internalizing this hate, and hopefully things do change, because that's what people in these communities say that they want.
That is CBS affiliate WDJT's Kim Shine for us this morning. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.